At the time we started the film in 2005, no historian had listed culture as one of the reasons for the collapse of communism and the Iron Curtain and the Soviet Union. And so my partner and I, both who had worked in the Soviet Union and in Germany for years, and we both had majored in international politics and foreign affairs, and I had spent my whole career in the entertainment business, he in international relations and banking, while always having a band. And so we both understood the power of music, and we understood what it was like during the Cold War to live in a closed society. I just want you to imagine, as you're watching the film, what it was like to live in a society where you had no idea what was happening in the outside world. There was no internet. There was no social media. The government told you what to think. They told you how you could think, when you could think. They told you what activities you could do and what activities you couldn't do. And you lived in this suffocation, and you yearned to be free, but you were afraid to ask for it. You were afraid to demand it. Then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, a sound comes through the radio, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, as you're trying to extend the bandwidths on your radio, and you have antennas over all the buildings to hear music from the West, to hear news from the West. And an electric guitar comes through, a sound no one had ever heard, and it energized you, and you wanted to hear more. It gave you courage to rebel against the system, because you wanted freedoms, but you didn't know how to get it, and this music gave you the courage to do that.